# Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. User journey for product owner. Understanding and leveraging generative AI. In this stage, we will delve into the foundational concepts of generative AI, which is an exciting field that is revolutionizing how we interact with technology. As you transition into your new role, understanding these principles will be essential for effectively leveraging generative AI in your projects. By the end of this stage, you'll have a firm grasp of the definition, key concepts, types of models, applications, and ethical considerations surrounding generative AI. So, let's embark on this journey together. # Main content. # Understanding generative AI. Generative AI is an area of artificial intelligence focused on creating new content rather than merely analyzing or interpreting existing data. It can generate text, images, audio, and even video that resemble real-world examples. Imagine a system that can write a poem, create a piece of artwork, or even produce a new recipe based on existing culinary data. At its core, generative AI leverages patterns found in data to create something that feels fresh and innovative. For instance, a generative AI model can analyze thousands of recipes to concoct a brand new dish that combines flavors in unexpected but delicious ways. # Key concepts in generative AI. Now, let's explore some key concepts that will help you navigate this exciting landscape. One essential idea is the notion of training data. This is the information used to teach the AI model. The quality and diversity of this data directly influence the output's quality. Another concept is latent space, an abstract representation of the learned features of the training data. Think of it as a map where similar data points are grouped together, allowing the AI to interpolate and generate new, unseen content based on this structure. Additionally, it's important to understand fine-tuning, which refers to the process of adjusting a pre-trained model on a smaller, more specific dataset to improve its performance in a particular task, such as tailoring a language model to understand industry-specific jargon. # Popular types of generative models. When discussing generative AI, it's vital to be familiar with the types of models used. One popular model is the Generative Adversarial Network, or GAN. This consists of two neural networks, a generator and a discriminator, that work against each other to produce high-quality outputs. Another significant model is the Variational Autoencoder, or VAAE, which learns to encode and reconstruct data, making it useful for tasks like image generation. A third model worth noting is the transformer, which has gained popularity for tasks involving text generation, such as producing human-like text responses. Understanding these models will empower you to choose the right tools for your projects. Whether you want to generate realistic images or engage in natural language conversations. # Applications of generative AI. Generative AI has a vast range of applications across industries. In marketing, for example, it can generate personalized content for different audience segments, enhancing engagement. In healthcare, it can aid in drug discovery by simulating molecular structures. The creative industries are also seeing a transformation, with artists using generative tools to inspire new works. Additionally, businesses are leveraging generative AI for customer service through chatbots that can handle inquiries with human-like responses, improving efficiency and customer satisfaction. The flexibility of generative AI means that its uses are limited only by our imagination. # Ethical considerations. As we embrace the potential of generative AI, it's crucial to consider the ethical implications. Issues such as data privacy, copyright, and the potential for misuse must be addressed. For instance, The ability to create hyper-realistic fake images raises concerns about misinformation. Furthermore, there is the risk of bias in AI-generated content, which can perpetuate stereotypes if the training data is not diverse. As a product owner, understanding these ethical considerations will help you navigate the challenges and responsibilities that come with leveraging this technology. You can advocate for best practices, such as transparency in AI usage and ensuring diverse representation in training datasets. Conclusion. In conclusion, we've covered the fundamentals of generative AI, from its definition and key concepts to the different types of models and applications, along with the ethical considerations that we must keep in mind. As you continue your journey, remember that this foundational knowledge will serve as the bedrock for more advanced topics later in the course. Reflection questions. 1. How can understanding the training data enhance your ability to work with generative AI models in your projects? 2. In what ways could you apply generative AI in your current or future roles to create value? 3. What ethical considerations do you believe are most critical when implementing generative AI solutions in your organization? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of generative AI. I look forward to seeing how you apply these insights in your journey as a product owner.